Good morning. It's nice to meet you. I'm Takuya Oda. And I first came here for 4 years ago. I don't have any Christians in my family, but I was led to this church by a friend of mine in such club, in the same club at university. He sent me a message by LINE. Why don't you come to church for a message entitled Whatever Happens, It's Okay. I was at my parents' house and something led me to drive to Tsukuba and Jura in a hurry. On this day, in my notes, I wrote that I was overwhelmed by the message and I was learning about Christianity and God. It was a sensation that burned deep inside me, and as the title of the message suggests, I really felt okay with whatever was going on. More than 4 years have passed since then. This is because of a story between my mother and me. Initially, I attended church without telling my mother, who is allergic to religion. But 2016, Christmas, when my mother visiting my apartment, she found the Bible and faith books on my bookshelf and found out. I thought it was a good opportunity to talk with her on my way home. At that time, Kami came to me and told a Bible verse. He said, "Leave your way to the Lord, trust in the Lord, and He will accomplish it." All I could think about was sticking to my faith, and we ended up in a huge fight. Then my life of faith was really hard, and when I reviewed my notes from that time, I found that I had to say, "Why God? Am I not welcome?" All written in the book, in my notebook. I thought that I will get baptized without telling anything to my family, but even so, in the Ten Commandments, said, "Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Above all, I couldn't imagine betraying my mother, who had done so much for me and cared for me, and I decided to wait until she understood. I was also struggling with my identity. If people live by the word of God and not just by bread, then what was my life for the past 20 years? If God created me, and why can't He welcome me? Isn't the gospel not directed to me? I kept thinking that, but the first Christmas I celebrated at church, God gave me a word. "For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you. This is Christ the Lord." From this message delivered to the shepherd who were separated from society, my heart trembled to know that God had sent Jesus to every single person, even me. Parents don't choose their children, and the children don't choose their parents, but God had a plan before the foundation of the world to choose me and my mother and sent us into the world. The scales fell from my eyes when I realized that my mother loved me and that everything I had seen, felt, experienced, supported, and loved by my friend was created by God and given to me by Him. And He had been working with me from the beginning. It wasn't my mother who was wrong, nor was it God, it was me. I didn't realize any of good things the Lord had done for me. From now on, I will constantly pray and seek to be one who was loved first, to love God, to love my mother, to love my wonderful friends who prayed intercessory prayer for me, to love those who hate me, and to love my neighbor around the world. Now that I am baptized today, I can begin my Christian walk, but just as it was 40 years in the wilderness, waiting for the people who were rescued from Egypt, I may continue to face hardship, sadness, and various trials in the future. Still, I have nothing to fear anymore, because now I know this. We know that God works all things for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His plan. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Thank you very much.